Gemara has a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that there's more than one level of interpretation on any given pasuk. Achaz Dibra Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamati. We have a pasuk in Parshas Harzinu where the Torah says, Kishem Hashem Ekro HaVagodim Elokeinu. So one of the levels of interpretation that we have on that pasuk is that when someone hears the Shem HaMfairash pronounced, Yudke Vavke, whatever the correct pronunciation is supposed to be, the Kengorol on Yom Kippur, pronounced the Shem HaMfairash Kirchzavai, and when the Kaan Beduchen in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would pronounce the Shem HaMfairash Kirchzavai every day. So the Mishnah says in Yuma that HaKaan Ba'am Ha'omdim Ba'azara, Ha'yikorim Mishtachlam Ha'modim, Ha'nofim Ha'panem Ha'yam Baruch, Shem Kvay Malchusa Le'ayim Avoyim. When you hear the Shem HaFarash, you have to be give cover to the name of HaKadosh Baruch. You have to kneel on the floor and say, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusa Le'ayim Avoyim. So we have a minhag, which is not a din. Whenever we hear somebody say a bracha, so the Shulchan Aruch says to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, so we say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemay. We assume this is not a real din, otherwise we would have to kneel on the floor, and we would have to say, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusa Le'ayim Avoyim. So we assume, since the person today, we're chutz le-Beis HaMikdosh, you only pronounce the Shem HaMfarish Kichsava in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, B'chom Mokam Asher Asker Shmi, Over Elecha Ve'ach Ticho, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives permission to pronounce his name, the Shem HaMfarish, is only in the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the Mokam HaBrach. So we're not saying the Shem HaMfarish, it's only a minute. So that's why there's a question, somebody says Kiddush, somebody says Abdullah, and I want to be Yotzin. So the proper thing is to say Amen at the end of the bracha. And then we said yesterday, the Gemara says, even if you don't answer Amen, Shamea Kioina, as long as you pay attention, it's considered as if you said Amen. Preferable is you should say Amen. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you always say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, even if it's a bracha that you want to be Yotze. So in the comments on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch that are written by the Nerdy Behuda, that's called the Dogel Mervava. Dogel Mervava says he doesn't think that's right. Whenever it's a bracha that you have to be yotze with, you want to be yotze with Kiddush and Abdullah, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, that'll be a hefsek. If the din would really require, if it wouldn't be a minig, if it would be a real din, then it wouldn't be a hefsek. But since it's only a minig, the person is not saying the Shema Farish to Savai, so that constitutes a hefsek. That's why in yeshivas, before the Baal Tekeh says the bracha on Rosh Hashanah, and before the one who's reading the Megillah says the bracha on Mikra Megillah, and everybody wants to be yotze not only with the tekiyas and with the mikra megillah, they want to be yotze with the bracha also. So in yeshivas, they usually announce everybody should make sure to say amen, and make sure you don't say baruch hu baruch shemoi, not to be mafsik. The Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer, writes in one of his tshuvas, he doesn't remember when he was growing up that his father made such an announcement in shul. He seems to remember that half the people, a lot of people, did say baruch hu baruch shemoi. And apparently his father didn't think it's so necessary to announce. He thinks that his father, the Chasam Sofer, thought that maybe it's not a hefsek. But the yeshivas, they usually father the Rebbe Behuda, and they make that announcement not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, when the Chazan repeats the Shemana Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, everybody should pay attention. Everybody should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, and everybody should say Amen at the conclusion of every Baruch. So, in the name of the Vilna Goyen, they have a little sefer of Hanhogis of the Vilna Goyen that's called Maaseh Rav, how the Vilna Goyen practiced all of the mitzvahs. So, in the Maaseh Rav, they quote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the Maaseh Rav, that the Vilna Goyen would tell the people they shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. Why not? So, they give different explanations why. So, the Talmidim of the Vilna Goyen guessed that the reason why probably is because he felt that everybody should be yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. Not just that he, the Chazan, is saying the Shemana Esrei a second time in order to gain Kedusha. No. Chazan is saying Shemana Esrei on behalf of all of us. We say Tefillah Belachash, and then we have to be yotze that Tefillah Belachash is Tefillah Sayochid. Then we might be yotze Tefillah Satzibur. Just like the Shulti Gibbon in the end of Rosh Hashanah says, just like there's a Korban Yochid, and there's a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tfilos HaYochid and a Tfilos HaTzibur. So the Tfilos HaTzibur is the Chazaras HaShatz. And everybody has to be Yotze with that. So it's not just the Chazan is saying the Baruch. If we want to be Yotze, it's like Kiddush and Abdullah. So the Talmidei HaGros say that's probably the reason why the Vilna Goyen held that it's not right to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. Others insist that Bedafken, the Mechaber said, you got to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. And even if it's a bracha that being Yotze, so you should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. It's not a hefsek. They tell the story that the Baba Sali felt that he had to be Mechaber the Rabbanut, had to be Mechaber the Rabba Rashi, the Spanish Rabba Rashi, when one of his children got married. So I think it was Rabbi Chelio. He was Mechaber and he should be inside of Kiddushin at his children, at one of his children's weddings. And Rabbi Chelio said, under the chuppah, the chasen kala, I'm going to say the bracha. You say amen, and make sure you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, it'll be a hefsek. So the Baba Sali said, no, they should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Our practice is, we follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you always say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, even if it's a bracha that you want to be yotzei. So they're the two different opinions. And usually in the Lithuanian yeshivas, to follow the Nari Biyudah, that if it's a bracha that you want to be yotzei, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. And the Vilna Gaon thought that in Chazor HaShat, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. The Talmidei HaGra say that they think that's probably the reason why. The Mishnah Berurah writes a totally different reason. He thinks that the reason why the Vilna Gaon didn't thought that it's not right to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, because the Baal Tefillah is going to daven quickly. So if you're going to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, that's something like 8-9 syllables, I don't know. So Chonein HaDo'as is only 4-5 syllables. So the Chazan is going to finish the bracha before you're going to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. So then you're going to say Amen. It's going to be an Amin Yisayma. You're going to say Amen way after the Chazan finishes the bracha. But if the Chazan pauses and he gives you a chance to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, so the Mishnah Berurah thinks that even the Vilna Gaon would agree that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. But these are the different practices. Have a nice day. Yeah.